with his girlfriend, and he came to visit. But he told me flat out, he says, I'm just coming over long enough to get some stuff out of the camper and out of the storage shed and feed my dog, and then we got to go kind of thing. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. And that's basically what he did. He got stuff, you know, he got some doors out of his, out of our neighbor's attic that I put up there because they're vintage doors. And he got some other stuff, loaded up his truck. We said our buys, and then he went back to Burton where he lives. And, you know, that's, and then we haven't seen him since. And his birthday's this Friday, so I'll probably just text him and tell him happy birthday. And I said, he's kind of distant right now. I mean, I can understand some portions of it. You know, like I said, he's got a new house. He's trying to get his life on track with that. He's 30, he's going to be 33. You know, trying his hardest. And, you know, so we just grew apart a little bit. I'm sure he'll turn around. That's what everybody says is, give him some time and he'll come around, and the girlfriend, future wife, will come around. You know, they go, we go up and we go down kind of thing. My daughter, I mean, she's home maybe 3 days out of the week, you know, because she's got her boyfriend that lives 10 minutes away. She works 6 days a week, you know, but when she does come home, she said she hangs with us and watches a couple shows, or she'll go and, she's an avid reader, so she'll go up and read one of her books, and then, you know, she'll go to bed, but still, we see her in the morning, we chit-chat, so that's how that goes. We'll see if he changes. I'm not asking for anything more kind of thing. I'm not going to push him.